I think at one point during, I remember a specific time during our teenage years when, so we're supposed to be able to understand Swedes and Norwegians, in particular Swedes. Their language is a little more different from ours than Norwegian in general. That's how I experience it, at least. And there was this idea that when we were, if we met other Swedish people, just hanging out, interacting normally, it would almost be too much of a hassle for us to speak our native languages to each other. So we switched over to just speaking English, because then you could make sure that nothing was misunderstood, provided that people were relatively okay in English. But there are some words that are just very different between Danish and Swedish, so you have to know those words in order to make yourself, like, so for example, if I was going to talk Danish to a Swedish person today, because now I overcome my initial and fear of speaking Danish and not being understood, then, but there are specific words, for example, different, in Danish it's forskelli, in Swedish it's olika, and those two words, forskelli and olika, are very different. And so I would probably talk Danish and then I would just switch that word for the Swedish word to make sure that a Swedish person I was talking to would understand that. So you learn that there are just certain words that are very different, and you learn to work with them. I think Swedes from the southern part of Sweden, which is actually funny because that's closer to Denmark, are more difficult to understand. Swedes in the Stockholm area, further in the middle of the country, are easier to understand, but like their dialect is just not as tricky in a sense. But actually I find that people in certain regions of Denmark may even be difficult for me to understand. The older generation, so there's an island south of Sweden which belongs to Denmark called Bornholm. It's a small island, but it's a place that people typically go for summer holidays. But the older generation on this island, they speak sort of a mixture of Danish and Swedish, and so it's sometimes very, very difficult to understand them. Also, some parts of Jutland, even though Denmark is a very small country, I think that some, especially the older generation again, but some dialects can be very difficult to understand because they have almost completely different words for some things than in the rest of the country, so to speak. I think people in Denmark find that people from Copenhagen are more easier to understand, but we also tend to speak faster when we talk Danish. So that may be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
For myself, not very often, I would say. I mean, I know that sometimes, and I can't really come up with great examples right now, but sometimes I think about sentence structure in Danish, and I don't necessarily translate it correctly into English, but some people here, I think most people, for example, at Princeton, when they first met me, they originally thought they couldn't really place me. Like, they definitely didn't think that I was Scandinavian, also just because of the way I look, but most people thought I was American to some extent, maybe immigrant American or something like that, but I don't think anybody really guessed that I was from a European country. But I can tell that sometimes, and I think it's especially, I think I modify the way I speak English depending on if am I talking to someone who's a native English speaker, or am I talking to, for example, I have a lot of friends from France, and I'm staying with them right now here in New York, and I know that their grammar is very different sometimes, and sometimes you tend to use words that are easier to understand, for example, like that. And also, this weekend I was with some Danish friends in upstate New York, and I think that when I'm with other Danes, my English tends to sound, it sounds more Danish. I adapt to, if I'm with other Danish people who have stronger accents than I have, I get to sound more Danish as well.